closure. Now, my opinion only, not a whole lot of deals out there when it comes to foreclosures. There's not, you don't see a whole lot of flipping going on, and investors are holding on and they're doing a lot of rental properties. I'm working with an investor right now that's probably going to be buying in the next 12 months about 50 homes. And all of those homes that he's purchasing are going to be for rental property. So supply and demand, right?
Apparently there's a lot of demand.
Economics 101, supply and demand. We have no listings. Everything is multiple offer. If you have a halfway decent home that is on the market right now, it has multiple offers. And if you don't, get a new realtor.
And you were talking about all the action going on in an area that I live in is a more mature area on the west side. But
yes,
all of a sudden, they're clearing areas.
Oh, my God. Yes.
And there's actually been, in the last week since we had the last broadcast, they were paving this area. It's a new street leading to a development where I thought there would never be one. So, I mean, there's a lot of speculation going on in this economy, that's for sure.
Absolutely. And when we come back, we're going to talk a little more about that supply-demand on the foreclosures.
All right. And if you want to get in the conversation with Anita and her guest today, give us a call, 831-0600. That's 904-831-0600. You're listening to Rapid Fire Real Estate on Talk Radio WBOB.
Congratulations! You've worked very hard to get to this point in your career. You're setting goals, growing your network, and building your business. You're an entrepreneur. At Realty Executives, we're proud of our unique culture that is over 50 plus years in the making. Premium brand, productive agents, flexible income models, and our brand continues to develop and strengthen as the real estate industry evolves. Are you or your team looking to make a move? Join Realty Executives today. Experience the power of the brand. RealtyExecutives.com.
Need an honest guide through the real estate financing maze? Whether purchasing or refinancing, go with a licensed mortgage professional with your best interest in mind. Hi, I'm Carl Parnell with Homeowners Financial Group. To get in touch with me, visit my website at carlparnell.com. That's spelled CARLPARNELL.com. NMLS number 221959. Homeowners Financial Group USA, LLC. NMLS number 93718. MLD 1602. An equal housing lender.
Wally Conway here for Home Pro Inspections with important information if you're selling your home. According to the National Association of Realtors, sellers who have their home inspected at the time of listing sell in less time for more money and make fewer repairs. Ask your realtor about the Home Pro risk-free guarantee. If your Home Pro inspected listing is not sold in 6 months, Home Pro will refund 100% of your inspection fee. Call now, 268-8211, or visit us online at GoHomePro.com.
I'm Betty Layton, an award-winning, top-producing real estate agent with Realty Executives Oceanside, Jacksonville. The home buying process should be fun and exciting. Thinking about buying? I'll walk you through step-by-step for a successful, stress-free purchase. Thinking about selling? I'll provide you a comparable market analysis and guide you on how to prepare your home for sale. You can call me at 904-838-8743 or visit my website at bettylayton.net. Again, that's 904-838-8743. Let's do this together.
Hey, this is Chad Murphy with First Florida Financial, NMLS 392021. First Florida Financial offers a variety of loan programs to meet your needs to get you into your next home. With over 20 years' experience, I make the process of securing a mortgage as simple and straightforward as possible by offering you the latest in financial tools to help enable you in making a sound financial choice. If you're looking for your next home, give me a call. Chad Murphy at 904-566-8825. That's 904-566-8825.
This is Ryan Profit with Future Home Loans, NMLS 22464. If you are shopping for a mortgage, give me a call. Future Home Loans is one of Florida's fastest growing mortgage lenders. Are you active duty or a veteran? If so, Future Home Loans has some of the absolute best rates in the business. We're local, we are veteran owned and operated, and we put your future first. NMLS ID 1621953, equal housing lender. Visit future.loans for more information. Your future is bright.
There are some things you just don't have to Google. When it comes to buying or selling a home, why not come right to the experts? Realty Executives Oceanside is new to the Jacksonville area, but globally we have over 50 years of experience. We're conveniently located at 14333 Beach Boulevard, the corner of Beach and San Pablo. Whether you're listing or buying a home, come see us at Realty Executives Oceanside. Realty Executives, where the experts are. Welcome back to Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles. I'm easy to find at Realty Executive Oceanside or at rapidfirerealestate.com. And we're talking about foreclosures a little bit today about foreclosures. And we have Mike Januzzi.
Correct.
Yes, I got that right. From Lion's Share with us today. How are you, Mike?
I'm fine, Anita. Thank you.
And pipe in if you have opinions or, you know, your own thing. We're talking about foreclosures right now. But we have Jim on the line, Jim Schmidt.
Hey, guys.
From Loan Depot.
Loan Depot, not Home Depot, but we've got the tools to get the job done with you, Anita.
And you always do. You always do. That's what I love about you. You're just really closing deals left and right now, especially with our office. So... yeah, congrats.
We're excited. We always love working with you guys because not only are your agents on top of things, but they just know how to go find the right properties for people. So we love working with you.
Yes, and we same back to you. Seriously, you get things done, and you get it done in a timely manner and in a professional manner, which sometimes is hard to find.
It's hard to do sometimes, too.
Yeah, it is. Yes. But, you know, we're talking a little bit about the market, and I know even Loan Depot must be feeling a little bit of, you know, the forbearance and starting to get those short sales and probably not yet the foreclosures, but definitely the short sales. You guys are probably feeling that. Tell us what's going on right now for you guys.
Yeah, you know, you are right. And I think any mortgage company that would not tell you that they are feeling the pressures might be fibbing just a little bit, because there are, especially for our company, you know, we're the largest retail lender in the country, and we do service a very large percentage of our loans, probably 60% of our loans we service, and because of that, we do probably are feeling that pressure of people that are calling upon us and are asking for assistance. And I forget the number. We saw something we're on a webinar not that long ago, a week or two ago, and it's a pretty staggering number how many people that we are helping right now and providing the relief, you know, for the timelines to keep them going. And because of that, you know, we certainly are doing everything that we can to keep the ship moving forward in other areas. You know, of course, we are busy with the purchases. It's kind of crazy. As you mentioned, we're working steadily with you guys, you know. The market is hot. Interest rates are clearly low. So we're seeing the push for the refinance world.
I'm part of that right now. I'm refinancing myself. So yes.
Yeah, which is great, right? Because I mean, just a little less than a year ago or something now.
Yeah, it was a little over a year now, I'm going to save a lot of money. I'm real happy. Now you can get it even a little below 3%. So it's like, it's crazy.
Yeah. No, it's good times. It's real good times. But, you know, it's challenging, I think, everyone within our industry and the mortgage side to do the right thing, to help the customers where they certainly are needing help right now. You know, of course, the unprecedented word is overused, but it really is. Even in our side, we're doing things as mortgage companies that we never had to do or never asked to do. But we're taking part, you know, in that process. And again, we're still just doing our part to, you know, continue to nurture all the people that need the help in buying new homes and getting refinances. So the market's holding on. The treasury yields are kind of holding steady right now. There's clearly a lot of uncertainty, you know, with possible, you know, COVID increases and all the things that are going on, you know, with the peaceful protests and all that stuff. So we'll just keep weathering the storm and keep doing our best to take care of all those customers out there.
That's awesome. And how can people get a hold of you, Jim?
They can reach me via phone or text at area code 904-703-6162, or they can email me at jschmid@loandepot.com, J-S-C-H-M-I-D at loandepot.com.
Well, we appreciate you, and we appreciate the update, and we'll talk real soon.
Love you.
Take love care. You, too. Bye.
All right. Bye.
Yes, I love me some Loan Depot. He's awesome, awesome, awesome. So, foreclosures. We don't have that many. And the ones we have probably have nothing to do with COVID-19. We'll probably see a few of those probably next year. But we'll start seeing an increase in those short sales. But we were talking about supply and demand. Right now, we have no listings. It's a great time. If you're even thinking about listing your property, you need to call me at 904-290-1552. That's 290-1552. And let's sit and chat to see if it may not be workable for you. But you don't know unless you ask the questions and we get those questions answered for you. But right now with supply and demand, the banks are fixing up these foreclosures. It's unbelievable. Even HUD. I had to talk to Ryan Corsett because I called him and said, am I seeing this correct? That one of your homes looks like a flip. He goes, the banks are fixing them. So they're fixing them because they know they can get full market value for them right now because there's nothing out there. So not a whole lot of deals out there. There's some, but not a whole lot. So just keep that in mind. And I'm not sure. We'll find out if there's any deals to be had in short sales. Hopefully the banks... A lot of banks are a little odd. Some of them like them when they go into foreclosure. And again, if they can turn around and sell it for full market value, they'll let it go into foreclosure. So it's hard to say if they're going to wheel and deal. But we're going to have Ryan Corsick on here soon. And so he can answer those questions for us to see if there really is any deals out there. But what I've seen is they're fixing them up and putting them on the market and they're going overnight. Even the HUD homes. So there you go. But what I've learned right now, and I got out of my place prior to COVID. So I am really, really happy about that because I got out, I think, just in time before, you know.
You mean your commercial space?
Yeah, mm-hmm. My commercial space. Yes. Yeah. I was paying, I don't mind telling people, but, you know, and I'm talking about complete overhead, you know, with, you know, we're talking electric, all of that, you know, about $8,000 a month.
Sure.
And I went down to a very reasonable price.
Should we say?
A very reasonable price. I'm basically putting...
Now I know it was $8,000. Now I know I should charge you more.
Yeah, no, don't. Don't. Because this has given me an opportunity to save. And
well, you're not the only one. You're not the only one. We get a lot of customers like yourself that come in who want to shed that overhead or shed that 5-year or 2-year contract and want to go month to month. They want to decide how much they can save to figure out where their next step is. Before they step into a 2-year lease where they're putting down a deposit. They have to worry about utility deposits. You have to worry about janitorial, cleaning the place, furnishing the place. We provide everything for you.
Yeah. And it's funny because it was Sandy Miller. We were neighbors and bumped into her one day. And she said, Anita, your overhead must be killing you. She goes, I'm over here at Lion's Share. She goes, you need to drop by. And it took me probably about 3 months before I dropped by. And it was funny because I had met a colleague for breakfast over at Florida Cracker. Mm-hmm. And I thought, well, I'm here. I'm going to go check it out. And then I was like, oh, my God, why didn't I do this 3 months ago?
I get it.
Because I thought...
And most people do the same thing. It's, why didn't I do this before? Or why didn't I look at the other options that are available to me? Because everybody's stuck in their same ways of I got to rent the space, I got to get an office, I got to get desks, I got to put...
Yeah, it's got to look fancy.
Yes, of course. Yeah. Well, you only get one chance to impress somebody. That's why
right. We
built the space out the way it is. But you need the essentials and you need the amenities. And that's expensive.
Yeah, it is. Very much so. Very much so. And one thing that I learned is you don't need all the fluff, but you guys have the fluff. So it's amazing. I'm not even paying. Well, technically, I guess I am paying. It's part of the rent. But, you know, you guys have the coffee. You guys have the sodas. You guys even have snacks.
Part of the membership is you get your conference room space. You get access to your offices. If you need to upgrade or if you need to downgrade, you can do that monthly. So there's flexibility. There's obviously free coffee. You can reserve conference rooms in advance. We even have a phone booth if you want to take something a little bit more private. You can go in there and have your phone calls, Zoom meetings, etc. But that, for us, we enjoy the fact that we're able to support small businesses, and it gives you the opportunity to hire another maybe person or two to make you more money.
You can hire more employees.
Yeah. With the cost.
Absolutely. I love it. Well, we've got more with Mike and Lion's Share when we come back, because this is amazing. You guys need to just stay tuned because there's a lot more coming.
That's right. And David Youngblood, he'll be here. He's got a security issue downstairs,
but
he's being let in as we speak.
I am so glad. I'm so glad we've resolved that.
We'll be right back right here on Rapid Fire Real Estate.
Radio, AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. The Atlanta officer who fatally shot Rayshard Brooks in the back after the fleeing man pointed a stun gun in his direction is going to be charged with felony murder and 10 other crimes. Fulton County District Attorney Paul Howard made the announcement about Garrett Rolfe during a news conference Wednesday. Howard said Rolfe kicked Brooks while he lay on the ground and that the officer with him, Devin Brosnan, stood on Brooks' shoulder as he struggled for life Friday night. Howard says Brosnan is cooperating and has given testimony, the first time in 40 cases he remembers such cooperation. Rolfe had already been fired after he fatally shot the 27-year-old Brooks. Brosnan has been put on administrative leave. Brosnan is being charged with aggravated assault and other crimes. On Wall Street, a mixed day as the Dow was down by 170 points. The NASDAQ rose 14. More on these stories at srnnews.com.
AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB News.
Good day. I'm Adam Borgman. Thousands of people who are at least 72 and or receive disability benefits from Social Security could get $300 from the city of Jacksonville. It's a one-time payment from a program called the Senior and Disabled Financial Assistance Program. There could soon be fewer public schools in Duval County. Last night, the school board voted to approve recommendations to consolidate some elementary schools in Jacksonville by the fall of next year. Among other mergers, Long Branch Elementary will absorb John Love Elementary, and North Shore and Brentwood schools will be combined. The board's also decided to look into renaming half a dozen schools after people who were not associated with the Confederacy in the Civil War. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis yesterday attributed a recent statewide surge in coronavirus cases to increased testing, increased infections in enclosed areas such as long-term care facilities and jails, and relatively recent outbreaks in rural areas. He says there won't be another lockdown. That's Jacksonville.radio news.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid? WBOB traffic.
There's some major delays in Clay County because of a crash on Blanding Boulevard heading south at Walmart, blocking all the lanes there, plus emergency vehicles in the opposite direction. Also, there's another accident on the East Beltway on I-295 southbound before State Road 9B. Partly cloudy tonight, expect the low 69. Thursday, mostly sunny, high 88.
Oh. What the... Granite Transformations can design the kitchen of your dreams that installs right over your existing countertops. No mess, just the thrill of a beautiful new kitchen, all backed by a lifetime warranty. Get the beautiful look of granite or quartz. Call today for a free consultation, 904-213-7878, or visit granitetransformations.com. Done in a day, beautiful for life.
I'm Clayton Bromberg, the president of Underwoods. We understand that shopping for jewelry can be a frustrating experience, with everybody claiming they're a gemologist and people using loose quality grading standards. It's also impossible for a layman to be able to judge a gemstone for quality. So all a person can really do is judge the jeweler. Now at Underwoods, we're members of the American Gem Society, where our jewelers are registered and our sales associates and gemologists are certified. We're tested on an annual basis to re-win these professional titles. In fact, the American Gem Society was founded in 1934 to protect the consumer, and members can be thrown out for unethical practices. Underwoods is the longest standing member in the state of Florida. Now, not every jeweler is a member, so if you're shopping for jewelry, ask those common sense questions like, what are your qualifications? Ask to see their education certificates, and ask if they're members of the American Gem Society. And if they're not a member, you might want to ask, why not? Come by and see us at Underwoods in San Marco, Avondale, or the Shops at Ponte Vedra.
And welcome back to Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles. I'm easy to find at Realty Executive Oceanside or at rapidfirerealestate.com. You can always find me on social media at Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles. So please check out my Facebook page. Like it, follow it. And we're normally live, but of course today I forgot my tripod. Way to go. Way to go. And we got David Youngblood in the house.
Youngblood. Oh, we knew that was coming.
Yes, we knew that was coming. Yes.
That is
yes.
Now part of the norm.
Your
here,
trademark, man.
And say it amongst yourselves. It's fun.
Yes. Practice it at home. But we're talking about lion's share co-work. And we're also, earlier we're talking a little bit about foreclosures and short sales on residential. And delinquency on homes are basically in the $300,000 range. They're at about 3.6%. And the $500,000 range is at 3.7% on the delinquency category.
And I fear it's going to get a bit stronger there as we get more into this, and then people are rearranging and realizing I'm still over my head. I've got to either, you know, cut bait or fish, one or the other.
Yep. And, you know, we want people to be proactive. I actually have my certification for short sales. And so you need to give me a call. We rather get you out of the home ahead of time, especially if you have a little bit of equity in your home. We can at least perhaps recover that for you. And we're dealing with a gal right now who's not being real cooperative with poor Betty.
Yes.
She's an older lady. She's got $100,000 of equity. She's in a pre-foreclosure situation. She has to sell her home before August.
What?
And she's being difficult. And
well, because emotions are coming into play.
Well, it's not even that. She,
really?
Yes. Okay. She wants to sell her house for a lot more than what it's worth.
Oh, the million-dollar house.
Yes. And it's like, no, we need to get this sold, and we need to get an offer in so we can avoid the short sale. Because right now, no, not even that. She's in the pre-foreclosure, but she's got $100,000 of equity in it. She's going to lose all of that if she doesn't get an offer here in the next few weeks.
It has
and
always been amazing.
It doesn't register to her.
They're willing to sit there and let everything burn to the ground versus to tell somebody how right they are.
And
it never works.
Yeah. And then she says, we're mean.
Yes.
No, the bank's going to be real mean when you lose $100,000 of equity in your house because you're not listening.
That's correct.
It's like, oh my gosh. But let us help you. That's what we're here for. We're here to answer those questions. So that is 904-290-1552. And if you have questions for us, it's 904-831-0600, 831-0600. Call us and ask us about this lion's share co-work situations.
It's a fantastic way to get a business up and going.
It's a no-brainer.
Oh my gosh. Absolutely. If you are a entrepreneur, if you are even running a business, you just got rid of all your overhead. It's gone.
Well, it doesn't even matter how many. If you have 10 employees, they've got an office for you. Tell us more about it, Mike.
Yeah, if you're one or a entrepreneur or an entrepreneur, if you're a one-person shop or a 10-person shop, we do have facilities for you. Well, if you're looking for a desk space, if you're looking for a daily spot, a lot of people won't go to Panera Bread or Starbucks right now to work as they normally would. They see familiar faces, but they can come into Lionshare. Lionshare does have that ability to give shared desk, which is our a six-day plan. So you can come in either daily or for 6 days, and you can come in as low as $69.99 for the month. So if you went to a Starbucks or a Panera Bread and you bought coffee and you enjoyed your coffee with somebody else, it would cost you $10, $12 for the day. Instead, you can come into Lion's Share. We'll give you the coffee for free.
And Panera's got rid of the creamy wild rice and chicken. I'm never going there again. That was my favorite soup, and they just totally just got rid of it. I'm never doing that
so
again.
That's out.
Never again. Yeah. So to get Panera's,
so
never.
At least at the Lion's Share Co-Works.
I got free coffee.
You got coffee. You got drinks and
we
snacks.
We don't offer soup. Unfortunately, well, we don't have soup.
I'll bring my own.
You have to bring your own soup. We do have a microwave. You can.
They got a full kitchen back there. It's awesome.
I think what we just showed was that even during this pandemic thing is that everybody that typically can work outside can work at home on a laptop. We figured out we can do it.
Yes.
And we're actually more productive.
Some of your employers will give you some money towards perhaps a lion's share. Sure.
About 60% of our customers are actually customers that work for companies that aren't even local in Jacksonville. So they need a place to go, and those companies will pay for that space for some employees. But as you know, because of the pandemic, the kids are home.
Yeah.
So how much work are you getting done at home? How much privacy do you have? You've seen all the YouTube videos of people having conference calls.
Those are awesome.
Whether they're, you know.
The kid walks up, puts the fingers behind dad's head. Sure. He's talking with the board of directors. It goes well.
Sure. Yeah. But now, if you called into any sort of customer service, they actually forewarn you that you may hear dogs barking in the background. You may hear children in the background because our employees are working from home. Well, you can come into Lion's Share. There won't be any dogs barking or kids running around in the background to interrupt your Zoom calls.
Your receptionist did shush me one time. I mean, I was singing at the top of my lungs, but she did shush me.
We're not a library, but we're also not.
I mean, there's some expletives like "shut the hell up."
No,
it was never that way. But what a great concept! I think it's fantastic for
anybody. I absolutely love it. Yeah. There, you can't beat it. And you know, for people, especially, we've learned a lot during COVID-19, and I think this is the way of the future. I mean, it really is. People, I don't like working from home. I mean, I'm not. I like to suit up, show up, and so I like a place to go to, obviously. And there, I could have my agents go work in the open area, and which you guys totally sanitize. This place is spotless.
You can grab a boardroom to do a closing if you need to.
Yes, we have conference rooms. We even have quiet rooms. So they have quiet rooms that, if you needed that private conversation, if you're in one of those open, what are those other open areas?
We call it shared desk or hot desk co-working.
Yeah, but I mean like the cubbies that you guys have.
Okay, we have the dens and dedicated desks. Okay. So if you want your own desk, want your own space, you can have your own.
I thought they were
printer.
Called nap rooms. Did I get that wrong?
Yeah.
Okay, sorry.
A dedicated desk, you could have your own monitors. You can leave PCs behind, printers, etc.
Yes.
So a picture of your cat or whatever it may be. And it's your desk and only your desk. You are the only person that will sit there.
Right. And that's in a semi-open area. So if you needed a private, you wanted to have a super private conversation or you need to yell at somebody, they have the quiet room that you can go into. And then they have different size of offices.
Right.
So we have attorneys in there. There's medical.
Real estate agents, medical.
Yeah, we've got other real estate offices in there.
A lot of marketing, but a lot of Fortune 500 companies that are posting up their employees who are in Jacksonville who don't need a large office space inside of a co-working space. Now, co-working is not new. It's been around for quite some time. I didn't invent it. It's in the major markets. It's, again, how people take advantage of lower overheads. And Jacksonville has a few other co-working spaces in it. We're the one closest to the beach, off of Beach in San Pablo. And we've been open since 2017. And we are looking forward to actually opening up another facility.
I'm excited about that.
On Atlantic in San Pablo in the old Retro Fitness. We'll be adding another 11,000 plus square feet.
And that's going to be two-story.
Well, inside there's already a mezzanine built. It's going to be a little different style, something that Jacksonville hasn't seen yet. We're going to be using some shipping containers, which you wouldn't even know it's a shipping container as an office. But they come flat-packed, and we'll be building out the space in a unique style. When you walk in, you're going to be, wow, I need to work here. And yes, we want you to be able to love where you work.
Yeah, and I do. I honestly do. And I know for my agents, it's easy. You know, you have Tyler at the front desk, she's awesome, and so people can drop off their binder checks or commission checks.
I love those.
Yes, me too.
It's one of my favorite things in the world.
and so, you know, I alleviated getting rid of a front desk person that I was, you know, paying a salary to. And
your overhead, your
everything,
your utilities, your Wi-Fi, furnishing space, etc. We provide it all.
That's right. And the new location is going to be where Fresh Market is, yes, into the Steinmart Center.
Correct.
Right there at Atlantic and San Pablo. And
13475 Atlantic Boulevard. It's in the old Retro Fitness. It's in the Steinmart and Fresh Market shopping center, Smoothie King, Jet Pizza.
Which is where I'm going to be moving to. That's why I haven't really like totally announced everybody that, that I've kind of relocated.
Trying to get healthier.
I am.
In that Fresh Market.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. So how much time do we have? I can't 20, tell.
22 seconds.
Now. Okay. There we go.
We were stretching that out.
I know.
Trying to see how many we're, so again, the whole multi-share work thing is fantastic. I wish there were more of that stuff over in the Mandarin area where I tend to congregate. There just really isn't. But, you know, if I had to do something like that, that is exactly what
They even have a training room.
All right. Back in a moment, guys.
Hey, this is Chad Murphy with First Florida Financial, NMLS 392021. First Florida Financial offers a variety of loan programs to meet your needs to get you into your next home. With over 20 years experience, I make the process of securing a mortgage as simple and straightforward as possible by offering you the latest in financial tools to help enable you in making a sound financial choice. If you're looking for your next home, give me a call. Chad Murphy at 904-566-8825. That's 904-566-8825.
There are some things you just don't have to Google. When it comes to buying or selling a home, why not come right to the experts? Realty Executives Oceanside is new to the Jacksonville area, but globally we have over 50 years of experience. We're conveniently located at 14333 Beach Boulevard, the corner of Beach and San Pablo. Whether you're listing or buying a home, come see us at Realty Executives Oceanside. Realty Executives, where the experts are.
I'm Betty Layton, an award-winning, top-producing real estate agent with Realty Executives Oceanside Jacksonville. The home buying process should be fun and exciting. Thinking about buying? I'll walk you through step-by-step for a successful, stress-free purchase. Thinking about selling? I'll provide you a comparable market analysis and guide you on how to prepare your home for sale. You can call me at 904-838-8743 or visit my website at bettylayton.net. Again, that's 904-838-8743. Let's do this together.
Need an honest guide through the real estate financing maze? Whether purchasing or refinancing, go with a licensed mortgage professional with your best interest in mind. Hi, I'm Carl Parnell with Homeowners Financial Group. To get in touch with me, visit my website at carlparnell.com. That's spelled CARLPARNELL.com. NMLS number 221959. Homeowners Financial Group USA, LLC. NMLS number 93718. MLD 1602. An equal housing lender.
Wally Conway here for Home Pro Inspections with important information if you're selling your home. According to the National Association of Realtors, sellers who have their home inspected at the time of listing sell in less time for more money and make fewer repairs. Ask your realtor about the Home Pro risk-free guarantee. If your Home Pro inspected listing is not sold in 6 months, Home Pro will refund 100% of your inspection fee. Call now 268-8211 or visit us online at GoHomePro.com.
This is Ryan Proffitt with Future Home Loans, NMLS 22464. If you are shopping for a mortgage, give me a call. Future Home Loans is one of Florida's fastest growing mortgage lenders. We at Future Home Loans were recently recognized as being among the top 100 brokers in the United States. We have hundreds of options so you can leave the shopping to us. Are you active duty or a veteran? If so, Future Home Loans has some of the absolute best rates in the business. Want to know more? Give me a call. Ryan Profit at 904-887-7926 or visit us at future.loans. That's future.loans. We're local with over 500 five-star reviews. We are veteran-owned and operated, and we put your future first. NMLS ID 1621953. Equal housing lender. Visit future.loans for more information. That's future.loans. Your future is bright.
Congratulations. You've worked very hard to get to this point in your career. You're setting goals, growing your network, and building your business. You're an entrepreneur. At Realty Executives, we're proud of our unique culture that is over 50 plus years in the making. Premium brand, productive agents, flexible income models, and our brand continues to develop and strengthen as the real estate industry evolves. Are you or your team looking to make a move? Join Realty Executives today. Experience the power of the brand. RealtyExecutives.com.
Welcome back to Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles. I'm easy to find at Realty Executives Oceanside or rapidfirerealestate.com. And you can always find me on social media. So find me. And what's new with you, David?
I just happened to sign a contract, luckily for me, with a beautiful young couple. They are fantastic. It's Rebecca Day and Josh Knight. They bought a house over off of Loretta Road. And we just got that signed and done today, so they'll be moving.
That's a nice area. That's great.
It's right off Pine Acres, and they found this great little rehabbed home, and it's going to work out well. So, again, it tells you the real estate market is really, really on fire right now. I don't care what anybody says. Homes are moving. I've got three contracts that are in pending right now, and we're trying to get them all locked down.
I know. We got more buyers than we have homes.
Oh, absolutely. We do. We got a lot of buyers coming, yes, which is fantastic. So this little market is picking up. I mean, and all across Duval County, St. John's County, Nassau.
I don't care where. It's all coming. Hot.
Yeah. It's doing very well.
The same with new construction. If you need help with new construction, we can help you. We can be your advocate. Make sure you reach out to us. Just closed on one myself with Lennar.
Why would you not want to take an agent in to buy a new home? It costs you nothing. It's free.
I know.
And we read through all the contracts. We make sure it's telling you this is what this means. Because you won't know. Trust me.
Well, not only that, but we check on it throughout the build. And if it's a spec home, we're going to get that inspection done. There's so much involved in new construction that you definitely want to. And again, it costs you nothing.
I was checking on a new roof.
That's so true.
A new roof being put on today to make sure that it was on track and ready to go and out there taking pictures and flew a drone over the roof just to make sure it was getting done. Yeah. That's the kind of things that we go and do for you.
It is. It's amazing. Amazing.
So,
but mine went real smooth, and he's Felix Castillo. He needs to buy me dinner again because I've been mentioning his name every week.
Here's you. Multi-cerveza.
Yes. That's right. Well, Mike, tell us more, because I'll tell you, I'm going to have you on the show regularly because I firmly believe that this is, I know it's been around, but especially with everything happening today in this marketplace, I just find that this is the way to go. People are foolish to start with, you know, this rental, because then you have to do the first month's rent, last month's rent, a deposit, all this stuff, which yours is just month to month.
Correct.
There's no contract to be signed.
Correct. We asked for 30 days notice to vacate. So give us an opportunity.
I think we can handle that.
Give us an opportunity to sell your space while you pack up. But yeah, the startup culture in Jacksonville is a little bit different these days. It's not a ton of money out there to secure as a startup. So before, when these startups were blowing up everywhere, whether it's in Austin, Texas, or even here, there was a lot of money behind it. So you could have that fancy office. You could have that the way to impress investors, to bring more people in to invest in your business. Now it's we're back into the garage scene, where everybody's starting their business in their garage or in their home, and then they expand from there. Lionshare could definitely jump in there and be that source for that small business startup as well. But we're also entertaining companies like Starbucks. They come in and do their monthly trainings or quarterly trainings for their administrators. We have meeting rooms. Again, we have all the essentials that you would need for an entire business, whether you want to have a boardroom, you want a four-person meeting, a five-person meeting, a 20-person meeting. We've even have a room for 50. And you could do presentations.
Your training room is amazing.
Yeah, we have a training room also. Coding Sharks is actually using that now. We're actually on the weekends, we're entertaining a group that has started coding for kids. It's a program where kids can come in, learn how to code different languages. They can learn how to program robots. They're doing 3D printing. And
my son is never touching my computer again, ever.
Yeah. Well, this is for them to do
something. He's in your class, and now none of my stuff works.
They can do something a little bit more constructive with that computer as opposed to playing video games, et cetera. They can learn how to actually make those video games.
That's Saturday. I've been in there on a Saturday.
On the weekends.
You have a full class.
And they're doing very well with that, and that is expanding. They're hoping to offer some things during the week. We're hoping to find some space for them during the week as well. But again, whether you're looking to cut your cost or your overhead, or you're looking to grow a team and not wanting to sign a long contract, or not looking to spend a lot of money in overhead, you can come in with us. We'll find a spot for you. We'll work with you to help you grow your business. And that's one reason why I'm there. Originally, I was working from home. My house got hit by lightning, and I needed a place to work from. And I was able to hijack my neighbor's Wi-Fi for a little while, but that wasn't working. And I had just moved into the neighborhood, really, so I really didn't want to impose
What a way to say hello.
I didn't want to develop a relationship
to your
that
Wi-Fi.
Way.
Good to meet you. Good
so
talk.
I ended up having to drive downtown to Co-Work Jack's, which is no longer there. And it took me an hour and a half to get to work, an hour and a half to get home. It cost me $50 to park for the day, really, downtown. the space cost me $20 for the day to work. So now it's going to cost me $75 a day to go to work. And that's, there's no tolls or anything like that, but
it adds up.
And then you had to get up two hours early. And by the time you got home, it was an hour and a half later than you normally done working.
It'd have been cheaper to rent a strip mall next door to your house.
Well, that's pretty much what we did. So it took me almost 2 years to find a location. And I looked up and I did obviously all my research of all the co-working spaces that are out there. You've heard of WeWork and some of the others.
They're
and
gone now.
I wanted to prove the concept, and I proved the concept starting in 2017. We opened in January, and I would say about 6 months in, we were about 85 to 90% full. So what we did was we rearranged some furniture, added some more, some rooms. We added some space next door even. And now up until I would say COVID, April or May, we're about 85 to 90% full. So again, I've been looking for space to expand, and there isn't a lot out there from the commercial side to expand. There isn't, unless you want to pay the $30 or $40 a square foot. But if I had to pay $30 to $40 a square foot, I can't offer you an office for $900 a month with all the amenities, utilities, etc. So we finally found a new retail space. And it's basically the big box stores, and that's what we're looking forward to even expanding in the future into St. John's County, into Mandarin, and we're looking for that big box store that, again, you can't fill with a big box client anymore.
Anita's on the trail now. You just gave her the big hint. Now she's going to be into the commercial space. And I was going to point out again, and Anita made an excellent point, and I'm same way. I'm a sales guy. I got to get up and show up and suit up. If I don't, I lose my motivation. You can be a couch potato so easily. And in the business that Anita and I are in, we have to go at it all the time, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We can't lose that momentum. And during, the Kung Flu, I got lazy. I got apathetic, and I've got to get back and get back into it. So the fact that I've got a spot that I can go to, and I make myself dress the part, look the part, go at it. It's a mindset, and I'm glad that you're out there.
Well, and I want to let people know, this is the cheapest real estate out there. I mean, if you have to rent commercial, you should stop by and visit Mike. Seriously, because it is the cheapest real estate, commercial real estate out there, and it is the best bang for your buck. You will thank me. You need to give Mike a call, 904-719-0209. That's 719-0209. And his email address is mike@lionsharecowork.com.
That's correct.
That's mike@lionsharecowork.com. You can't beat it. It includes everything, even your printing. I can't tell you, you know, everybody told me to keep my overhead low. And, you know, I thought I was. No, I have no overhead. I have nothing except for putting money in my pocket. This is the way to go. This is the way of the future. And you need to give them a call. Call
and
Mike.
And if you mention this show today, we'll give you a free day.
There you go. That's perfect.
Or you can say thank you with Amazon gift cards to us. I'm okay with that.
And you're welcome to come in anytime from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. for a tour of the space. And again, we'll give you a free day.
That's correct. It's been a great show.
Yeah, it's been a great show. Good information.
Yes, and we even have a great one tomorrow. I mean, next week. So stay tuned and make sure you tune in.